We're joined now by former NYPD officer Joe Estead. He is here to talk about a recent incident in Ascension Parish. A criminal attack against an inmate resulted in the firing of a corrections officer and the resignation of the warden. And Joe is especially positioned to talk about this. He's the author of Police Brutality Matters. And good morning to you, Officer Estead.
Thank you, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. And you actually know some of the people involved in this, don't you?
Yes, sir. I know the officer involved.
How do you know him?
We served together in Afghanistan 2006.
Really?
Yeah, he was a tactical police instructor alongside me.
Well, based on what you know, you probably know what's been reported. An Ascension Parish corrections officer was fired, criminally charged after a video allegedly captured him using excessive force against an inmate inside the parish jail in Gonzales. The sheriff says the incident happened as officers were searching the jail for contraband on April 30th. He said the attack was unprovoked and an excessive use of force. What happens in a case like this? How can something like this happen from a trained law enforcement officer?
When you look at the video, like I've looked at it, I have no idea exactly what happened when it comes down to what caused that incident. Because from what I think, because I haven't spoken to him in reference to it, I just reached out to him and let him know if he needs to talk, because, you know, we are friends, that I'm here to talk with him if he needs. But, you know, if you look at, I guess, my platform of Police Brutality Matters, you know, we concentrate and we zero in on the police brutality, you know, not following protocol, not following procedures, using the use of force continuum. So, you know, I looked at the video just like everybody, because people send me videos all the time to assess, because I give an unbiased assessment. I have a show on Instagram that I do every Sunday that we have call-ins and we'll talk about certain incidents. Every video that I've had on Instagram, I've filtered through other different officers, and we debated before I actually posted, because not every time you see an incident, it's police brutality. And the officer involved is actually one of the individuals who I send these videos to, and we debated. He's a part of that group. So to see what occurred on the video and, you know, to know the person, it was amazing to me. I was kind of surprised.
All right. Well, Livingston Alfred, yes, is the man's name. Livingston Alfred, he's 50 years old. According to the report, he battered the inmate across the face. He's been charged with simple battery.
Mm-hmm.
He's 50 years old. What were the two of you doing in Afghanistan? Were you serving as military officers?
We were serving as international police instructors. Our job was to design a police program, a police training program, and put on police training classes. So, you know, he's very familiar with policy, procedures, defensive tactics. I mean, he knows a lot more than the average cop because of his background in law enforcement. You know, that was one of the requirements when we had to sign on for that job. You had to know a little bit more. You have had a specialty in a certain field, and he holds that criteria.
Could he be suffering from post-traumatic stress?
I couldn't, you know, I mean, everybody who goes over there has experienced and had some repercussions of just being over there. So to play the hypothetical, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to let the process play out. I know he has a court date. Because he knows my platform, he probably is going to wait until after his court date to actually speak about the incident. And I respect that. I respect that. If he's going through it right now. So I, you know, all I could do is just, you know, as a friend, just wish him the best.
Mm-hmm. The video shows the inmate was not in handcuffs and was sitting on a bench when he was attacked. Sometimes law enforcement officers, there's a fine line. You have to take action. But in this case, it looks, based on the evidence available, it looks like this was excessive. As stated, why in the world would somebody do something like this?
Yeah. Just, you know, being a law enforcement officer myself, I've been on a task force along with the NYPD. I don't actually work for the NYPD, but we was on the same task force, fugitive task force. Well, you know, talking to guys and traveling, talking to different guys, I do know that when it comes down to, you know, what an officer endures, and depending on the hours, the shifts, you know, it could be a number of things which can cause it. So, I mean, I don't like to play that hypothetical. I'm just talking in reference to myself, hours, court, working all night. I mean, I have no idea in his situation what could cause you to do something like that.
Joe Ested, thank you very much. The author of Police Brutality Matters and moderates the Police Brutality Matters webpage. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for your insights.